8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers. In this hour of radio about radio, go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
I'm Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm in upstate New York, where we work with artists that work with the radio waves. And recently, two of the Wave Farm Radio Artist Fellows, Karen Werner and Jess Speer, have been collecting all sorts of radio artworks that we're gathering here in the Radio Art Hour to feature with other works and backed by the Conant Project's Number Station recordings, which you hear behind us now. This week we're tuning in Della Derbyshire and Chantal Dumas. First we'll hear Derbyshire's Inventions for Radio 1, The Dreams, and then we'll tune in the piano tuning from Chantal Dumas. Go to wavefarm.org to find out more about these artists, these works, and the Radio Art Hour.
Turning on the good vibrations, spinning all the winners for you.
Hell no. I know you didn't just touch my god radio. You can do that in training, but you can get your ass killed out here, man. I'm gonna show you real music. Yeah, that's real music. You hear that?
Thank you. Delta Mike. Delta Mike. Delta Mike. Delta Mike.
Today on the Radio Art Hour, we just heard Radio to the Fourth Power from TransmediaCon MC, a 1990s DJ, and that's the sound we're exploring today, radio pop, but radio art pop. And while you're currently listening to sounds from the Conant Project's recordings of number stations, the spy stations that just broadcast numbers, the next radio artwork we're going to hear is from Melissa Dubin and Aaron Davidson, who take those spy number sounds and turn them into radio art with their song, Every Spy Has Their Numbers.
214, 11, group, end, 15, group. Attention. 214, 214, 11, group. 99901. 99901. 781.
Next, we hear from the SB, who include noted noise musician Russ Waterhouse. Their song 5 minutes.
277756.
Thank you.
0060. 030060. 90905. 90905. 76590.
We just heard 5 minutes from the SB, and now we're going to head to the Party Cove with two bands, The Dust Dive and Latitude Longitude, collaborating together and turning the shortwave dial.
077717.
The satellite is plain, twisted in a grain. Sundays on the canyon floor. But I can hear you loud and clear through the static and the beam and the squelch. This music all the way. This howler divine is Broad Street hollow rhymes, crazed up. Drops and the bullshit stops and the police unfolds into a daydream. Party Cove, Party Cove, Party Cove, as a whole brand, Party we'll be right back.
7-7-7-1-7. 2-5-9-4-3. 2-5-9-4-3. 0-8-9-9-8. 0-8-9-9-8. 4-4-8-2-1. 4-4-8-2-1.
Next, we hear from the 2018 album Radio Amore from Tim Hecker, who's known for his work with electronic noise and experimental sound design and modern composition. This is his song, I'm Transmitting Tonight.
998-02. 775-476. 775-476.
That was Tim Hecker with the song I'm Transmitting Tonight from his 2017 album Radio Amor. Our theme today is radio art pop, radio art songs in pop forms. And about the most popular radio art song ever on the radio probably comes from the Beatles, from their 1968 album that's generally known as the White Album. This is Revolution No. 9 with John Lennon turning the radio dial.
2-4-2-4-5-1-3-5-2.
Number nine, 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 number nine.
They are standing still
upon the telegraph.
Number nine. Number.
Tales for both of us as the headmaster reported to
tell what he was saying. His voice was low.
All right. doesn't.
Watusi, the twist,
Eldorado.
Take this, brother. May it serve you well.
Maybe it's not
what?
That.
What?
Maybe even then. Exposure is something that's difficult to bear. Again
Radio Art there from the Beatles with Revolution Number 9 with John Lennon twisting the radio dial along with the other sounds. Next we hear from the New York-based band Dimaxion that existed around the turn of the century, known for their cut-ups, mashups, and more. This is The Haunted Radio.
like this.
I hate the sound of that wind. What shall we do? Quick, the radio.
The 1970s krautrock band Can uses shortwave radio sounds in this next song. It's called Animal Waves.
Thank you.
That was Can with Animal Waves, using shortwave radio to make pop music. We're finishing up our review of Radio Art Pop today with the now Baltimore-based band Matmos and their song Mental Radio. You can almost picture it in your head. The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.